Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. One of my favorite times of year is calving season. While my herd's still a few months away from calving, it's time to check equipment and make purchases before the year's end. The nutritional state of the cows can impact the success of a calving season. Several studies have proven that cows in a higher body condition score have more nutrient-dense colostrum. Additionally, cows in good condition will have the stamina required for delivery, the calf will be thriftier, and rebreeding will be more successful. It's likely that calving facilities haven't been used in 9 or 10 months. Facilities should be protected from the wind and have a dry place for the calf to enter the world. Inspect gates, pens, alleys, and head catches, fixing or replacing broken parts. Ensure the calf pullers are clean and in working order. Inventory halters or ropes that might be needed. Good lighting is practical. Keep replacement bulbs on hand and test flashlights. Have plastic sleeves, obstetrical lube and chains, esophageal feeders, and calf feeding bottles available. Colostrum should also be kept available. There are several commercial products out there that can be mixed with water, but be sure to check expiration dates on these packages you may have stored for a while. Colostrum can also be frozen from other cows and used during emergencies. Be cautious bringing colostrum from another herd, as disease can be carried through this liquid gold. Understanding the stages of birth is critical. There are several resources out there to review correct presentation and assistance protocols. It's very important to know your facility and personal limitations and have the phone number on hand for your veterinarian. The Wildcat Extension District is hosting a calving school on January 12th in Fredonia at the Old Iron Club. This event will feature a life-size calving simulator that includes cameras for the participants to see the stage and position of the calf as it moves through the calving process. Dr. A.J. Tarpoff, K-State veterinarian, will demonstrate assistance for difficult presentations. Calving during cold weather can cause hypothermia risk. Have a rectal thermometer available to check newborns' temperatures. For mild hypothermia, body temps between 94 and 100 degrees, provide body temperature colostrum and dry the baby with towels and warm air to bring its body temp up to the standard 100 degrees. For extreme hypothermia, a combination of warm colostrum and a warm bath can be used. Calves should be dry, alert, and have a normal body temperature before being returned to their mother. Having a plan and preparing ahead of time for the calving season can help minimize calf loss and reduce stress on those caring for the cow herd. For more details and to register for the January 12th calving school, please call the Wilson County Extension Office at 620-378-2167. Dinner will be provided, so an accurate head count is required by January 4th. This event is sponsored by Merck Animal Health and Salt Creek Vet Clinic. This has been Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with K-State's Wildcat Extension District.